Chapter 2, Dedication. Marjorie's story. When I dedicated myself to Richard, I believed it was what God wanted me to do. One night I was invited to a friend's house for dinner. About an hour after I got there, the hostess said I had a phone call. It was him, reaming me up one side and down the other for accepting a social invitation without letting him know. I was shaking. I hated conflict and felt called to be a peacemaker, so I promised to leave the event. It was the first warning sign, except I had no information that that was what it was. I didn't know it was also my chance to set some boundaries. I was dedicated to pleasing him. My idea of dedication was wholehearted and my responsibility. I had taken a vow before God. My belief left little room for negotiation or honoring my needs. My heart and mind were at his service. If he stormed out of the house when I wanted to go out with a friend, I believed there must be something missing in my commitment. I would often wait an hour on him, but when I was 5 minutes late, he would quote F5:16. I should make the best use of time because the days are evil. I did not tell him the same thing. I accepted it. I was dedicated beyond reason. Praying on my knees, crying, backing down, pleading more and more became the pattern of my days and nights. I clung to Bible verses that featured God undertaking against enemies, such as Psalm 91. I had dedicated myself to him, and he was standing in the Lord's stead. I didn't want to fail what I promised God I would do. Are you dedicating yourself to a partner who mistreats you because you want to be faithful to God?